Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Hi there. Today we've got an exciting topic that's super relevant for anyone into photography or editing. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of AI versus manual photo editing, specifically the trade-offs between speed and control. Oh, I can't wait. I mean, who hasn't spent hours on tedious editing, right? Just imagine this. AI can process 100 product photos in just 5 minutes. Wow, that's incredible. How long does manual editing take for that same batch? Well, manual editing could take around 8 hours or more for those same photos. So the big question is, do you want that algorithmic speed or the detailed control that comes from manual editing? That's a tough choice. I guess it depends on what you're working on, right? Exactly. In 2025, the conversation isn't just AI or manual. It's really about how to combine the two to speed up your workflow without sacrificing quality. So you're saying most people, like casual shooters or even professionals, would benefit from a hybrid approach? Yes. Using AI for repetitive tasks can save a ton of time, while manual tools still come in handy when detail really matters. Can you break that down a bit? What do you mean by repetitive tasks? Think of AI as a super fast assistant for things like batch image editing, removing backgrounds, denoising images, resizing for social media, and boosting color and exposure. It excels at these tasks because it learns patterns and applies them quickly. Got it. But what about those little details that matter, like brightening just one eye in a portrait? That's where manual editing shines. It allows for the creative control needed to get every pixel right, like seamlessly blending edges or retouching skin while keeping it natural. Oh, I see. So it's kind of like having the best of both worlds. You get the speed of AI and the nuanced touch of manual editing. Exactly. When I talk to professional photographers, they often say they still rely on Photoshop because of client expectations, right? Like if they need a bridal portrait to look just perfect. Yes, those kinds of edits require that level of precision. AI can miss those nuances because it applies a uniform logic, which sometimes lacks the intent behind the edit. That makes sense. So when should someone really lean on? Great question. Use AI for high-volume moments like e-commerce catalogs, real estate listings, or lifestyle shoots with consistent lighting. And for those, you really need speed, right? Exactly. Recent data shows AI can process those 100 product photos in about 5 minutes, which is a huge advantage over manual editing. But when should someone stick with manual editing? Manual editing really excels with complex scenes, like when you need to remove an object with intricate overlaps or retouch details like hair strands. AI can get you close, but a human eye is crucial for that final touch. Oh, wow. That's fascinating. It's almost like a dance between technology and artistry. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about who gains the most from AI speed. Casual users benefit because they just need good enough results fast. So they're not looking for perfection, just speed? Right. And for content creators juggling multiple platforms, AI ensures consistent output across all their work. Consistency is key. And I imagine that's super important if you're publishing daily. Yes, and for professionals, they can use AI to cull images and apply base grading, then switch to manual for those hero shots that require more care. So it's like protecting your time while still maintaining quality. Exactly. It's about a hybrid workflow where AI